A planned wean-to-harvest biosecurity program offers to help contain the spread of swine disease-causing pathogens. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center, the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research, and the National Pork Board have partnered to set parameters for a new wean-to-harvest biosecurity program. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says it's become clear that infected finishing floors, whether that's with PRRS, PED, or it could be the next emerging disease, can serve as a nidus of infection for the breeding herd.
We're working on three areas in this. One is the transportation biosecurity. We don't have the infrastructure necessary to be able to clean, disinfect, and dry every trailer that comes from packing plants or first points of concentration before they go back to the farm. So we're looking for cost-effective and innovative ways that we may be able to disinfect trailers and help to prevent transfer of pathogens from those first points of concentration to finishing floors, grow finish sites, nurseries, those types of things. The second area that we're focused on is this idea of grow to finish, nurseries grow to finish, or finishing sites themselves. In biosecurity, we have two pathways that we have to pay attention to. One is bioexclusion. Keeping disease off of the farm is bioexclusion, excluding them from on the farm themselves. And also we want to investigate biocontainment. And that's the idea that if you break with a disease on a site, if you're able to contain that disease on the site and prevent it from spreading to other sites, that will help to contain the disease and work its way out.
Dr. Sundberg says the objective is to develop a call for proposals that can be sent out in October. For more, visit swinehealth.org or farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.